Aquaculture is often promoted as a solution to the world's overfishing problems. Spokesmen for the industry argue that when fish farms are thriving, fishing boats don't need to seek out every fish in the wild. In the end, by this logic, there are more fish on the table. Not true, according to a study of the world's fish farms. NPR's John Nielsen reports the study concludes that in many countries, fish farming has ended up increasing pressure on wild fish stocks.
Daniel Pauly of the University of British Columbia Fisheries Center says there are two kinds of fish farmers in the world. He says the farmers in category A are the ones who add protein to the world's food supply.
They cultivate fish that do not require other fish as food. So basically you end up with a net addition of fish protein to the budget of a country.
Then there's category B. Pauly says the farmers here raise creatures that come from much higher spots in the underwater food chain, like salmon, sea bass, and yellowtail.
Animals that are highly carnivorous to start with, and they have diets because of this. The diet must include fish, so they retain taste and the muscle retain a consistency that is agreeable. And so they end up having up to 50% of the diet ground up fish.
Pauly says your basic salmon farmer buys 3 to 4 tons of fish meal for each ton of salmon he produces. Pauly also says it's wrong to assume that the fish used to make this fish meal are obscure and bony little things that nobody ever heard of. Quite the contrary.
You feed them fish which people in other countries will find perfectly good fish. For example, sardines. Peru and Chile produce enormous quantities of sardines, which are turned into fish meal, which is then fed to salmon, which in other countries are very valuable fish. I mean, I love sardines.
In other words, when a fish farmer raises carnivorous fish, he or she is essentially taking protein out of the world's food supply. Pauly says he reached that conclusion after analyzing fish feed records from all of the world's major fish farming countries. Pauly says this negative trend has been accelerating for several years now as more and more fish farmers have started raising high-priced carnivores like salmon. He thinks there's an emerging global trend here.
At some point, you must react because you cannot allow it to go up and up and up and up. And I think what it will do is will change the regulatory framework within which these farms operate.
Pauly delivered this study to a meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in San Francisco. Environmentalists called it pathbreaking. Aquaculture experts didn't seem to think it deserved all of the attention it was getting. James Tidwell, a professor at Kentucky State University and the president of the World Aquaculture Society, said he'd asked himself whether this was the kind of paper that would make a fish farmer do anything differently.
Bottom line, no. We're already doing the research to try to find ways to reduce the amount of fish meal, substitutes from fish meal. We are doing the research required to do that in an efficient way. There's really not any new information here that sends me in a different research direction, and I'm more one of the guys in the trenches actually doing the nutrition work that it takes to figure out what we can and can't do.
Tidwell noted that Pauly's paper is the latest in a series of harshly critical studies of the global fish farm industry. He thinks it's significant that few of the authors have any actual background in the fish farming business.
I see this same group of authors. They've got the same axe to grind. I really don't see any new information. It amazes me how many places they've been able to publish the same information in very high-range journals.
Pauly stands by his work. He also doesn't see much evidence that the aquaculture industry is on the verge of solving the problems created by the move to high-end fish farms. He notes that in some Asian countries, fish that used to feed on plants are now being fed fish oil and fish meal to promote faster weight gain. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.